Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, November 2nd, 2020, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Hey there, how y'all doing? It's pre-election day, and the anxiety and anticipation is building about those results tomorrow. I know I'm feeling it. It's going to be a great day, though. I'm declaring it. I'm decreeing it. As a matter of fact, I'm demanding that it be so for us in America. We do so need that to be our truth going forward. I know you agree with that. One nation united and ready to move past the present stuff into a place where there's peace and unity, and we the people are experiencing a thrive in America like it's supposed to feel and like it's supposed to be. It seems like very much like we've lost our footing in so many ways. But, you know, we are a get back up, come back up kind of people, and we shall overcome this present difficulty. And what's been somewhat of a dark time, I guess I would say. I don't like using that word, but, you know, some things just happily describe it. We've lost footing. But let's not lose our faith. Better days are ahead of us, and that the best days our country can see are yet to be. That's my declaration, and I am sticking with that. Well, it's also Master Your Mindset Monday, and you know what that means, don't you? I'm excited. That's right. It's the show where we take a stroll through our thoughts and thought processes, and we see what we can see. See if some stuff needs tweaking, see if some stuff needs changing, see if some stuff needs to be trashed. Yeah, that too. See if there is room for a new set of ideas and perspectives that will help us become stronger and wiser, better at coping with life's challenges, and, well, better at becoming better. My radio BFF superstar, our TV host, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me as per usual for yet another enlightening conversation. So I hope you're ready to hit the road with this topic, the pain of my past. I won't look back. Yeah, that's going to be most deep. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, did I get some extra auras?
You did. You know what? I'm just going to share this. I love it. I love attaching more hours to your superstarness. Okay. And here's why. One of our last conversations, you had mentioned in the prior show that you were building stuff. And these people that listen have no idea what that really means. And, you know, you build furniture for real. And you showed me pictures of this fabulous, these cabinets you had built for your bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you you needed to call one of those shows so you could show off. I mean, it was beautiful and so creative, so unique. So, yeah.
That's why I got some extra auras. Okay. Well, you know what? I will accept that. But you know what I always say? That if you just don't block yourself, you never know what you could do. If you just get out of your own way, you'd be surprised at what God can do through you. Let me tell that truth. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, you know, today it's an interesting thing to be talking about a painful past, but it was so deeply in my mind and spirit, especially with such a painful present for so many people. But I believe that, you know, we can interface what we're talking about and kind of hit several points that'll, you know, help us all pass the present and some of the past stuff. So I know that, you know, as usual, we've got, you know, we've got our I'll call it an ammunition of sorts when it comes to taking down negative thinking. So a couple of the things that I wrote today is that our past can be can be a detriment to our future and goals. And a lot of people know that that's not news. But it's a truth, and it's a truth that we really do have to work on tearing down. We don't always think about what those things are, but we'll get into that a little bit more in a minute. Our past can be an anchor in our mind, heart, and soul. Deep stuff. So we'll hit on that. And our past can limit how it can go, just like you were just saying. Who knew that all that superstardom was in you? Goodness. And that's only a part of it. One day we're just going to make the show about you because
I'm
telling you.
That.
Yeah, let's do that. You just don't know. It'd be so much fun. It's so much fun.
Okay.
I know a lot more about you than most people, and I sure know how to spotlight all of it, too. So you're going to let me do that.
I follow your lead, so but for now, let's talk about this. You have said two things already that I have jotted notes down because there's something so powerful in the way we perceive these things. So I'm waiting for you. You just let's talk about this because this is going to be powerful.
Yes, indeed. Well, if you want to jump right in, you can. We're going to be doing an acronym using PAIN, but you're certainly welcome to say what you want to say right now.
Well, you talked about dark days and that you said I don't even like to use that phrase, dark days, but let's talk about what the dark represents or what the dark is or how we react to it. In the dark, usually, oftentimes, that is a lack of vision, a lack of sight, a lack of understanding. And because we therefore feel uncomfortable, we tend to judge it as wrong or fearful or detrimental or dangerous or any one of those things, which does not have to be the case. Does not have to be the case. You also talked about the pain can be very detrimental to the future, and that's because we create our lives, our experiences by our thinking, and the past can be detrimental to the future. And if we are constantly thinking about and hanging on to and clinging on to and recreating, therefore, the past circumstances and situations, we would definitely be stuck. So in the dark, be still and know. Just be still. And it's okay to say, I don't know what this is, but I know whose I am. And as far as the past goes, bless it and let it go, because when you know better, you do better. That's natural.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't know anything different if you continuously insist upon repeating the past.
That's true. I'm glad you brought that up that way, because so many people will refer to what they've been through as, I have a dark past. They'll say it that way. And, you know, that covers a lot of ground. And you and I are not going to pretend like we know every single dark thing about anybody. But what we talk about is how to get yourself into the light. That's what we do. So let's start with talking about, I told you an acronym, PAIN. The P, I have push past the pressure. And what, you know, you just mentioned some things that are pressure things that are on our minds and our hearts and in our souls when it comes to trying to advance in life.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that came to me are some of the learned behaviors that we have. And sometimes we are surrounded, and many of us, not, you know, many of us have been surrounded by people or circumstances that don't lead us out of forgetting about what has happened to us or what we've been through or how it is holding us back, because we're believing only what we've experienced and only what we see, and the people around us don't seem to be doing anything that is monumental or you know, creating any avenues or pathways for themselves. So, you know, when we think about going past the pain of our future, we just kind of look around sometimes and think, well, you know, nobody's getting out of this. Here we are. We live here. We were born here. This, you know, this is it. But that, you got to push past the pressure of how that feels, because circumstances can often be a lie. Behaviors that you have learned are just that, and you can break through those. You have to realize that, and that, you know, that's what I mean when I say about the light. When you get the understanding that this is what it is, but there is something else that's outside of it, you may be looking at some circumstances that were, you know, where you were. But if you look at a bigger world and see other people doing other things than the people you might be surrounded with, you can realize that's real. I remember when I had that epiphany. That's real. Mm-hmm. Those people are doing what they're doing. I'm not watching some kind of imaginary thing going on. These people are doing stuff. They're doing things that matter. They're doing things that are significant. They're becoming successful in their own right because they saw past their past. And so we have to. It feels like pressure because you. But the thing is, you're waiting. You're only weighting yourself down.
Weighing.
It's not something that's really being pushed up against you. Life is happening to everybody pretty much in the same way, believe it or not. Nobody's exempt from the pressures and the pushback that you get when you're trying to do something. I don't care what level of life you are. The pushback, the pressures are always there. Some people may have money and more savvy and know ways to get beyond it that you may not possess. But the point is, you have to push. You have to use pressure against whatever pushback you've told yourself exists. Realize that, and Cassandra, you often use this phrase, you say it's not real. It's not.
Yeah.
It's only real when you make it a real thing. You can't just let go of where you were and push back. Do your own pushing back to push forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go, Cassandra, because I could hear you just waiting to say something.
Well, you know, I hear you, and you're absolutely right. Let's break this down and talk about what this might. It would certainly be determined by or depending upon what somebody feels is a dark past or a difficult thing. I mean, the reality is if falling down were a crime, we'd all be guilty. As children, when we were trying to walk, we all took a spill. It's just the way we learn to get up and walk. And so whatever it is that a person might be holding on to, or whatever albatross is on their back, take a look at that for real. And you know, again, I am such an advocate of writing things down, because it is, first of all, a discipline to park and position yourself in one place with pad and pen, pencil or whatever, and to hone your thinking to a specific end. So take a look at whatever it is that you might feel is so bad. I would say write it down, and then write down what you would have done differently if you knew how to at that time, and then figure out a way to bless it. Forgive yourself for it and let it go. Because as you said, Silver, as you are approaching a new thing or having a new thought or reaching for something that is higher or greater or different, it is certainly naysayers who cannot help but show us how we present to them. So when you get a new revelation, they will see you in this new light, or they will leave you alone. And other people will begin to see you clearly. So,
yes.
So write it down, and then as you, hold on one second. And then as you are, when you're attempting to do something, it's oftentimes that thought in your own head that says, yeah, but I couldn't do this, or yeah, I did that, or yeah. You know, and again, if that be your truth, that's going to be your position. But that is so, at any point in time when you say, yes, I can, you can. I went, as you talk about the cabinets that I built, I went out to buy them in the store because I thought that that would, you know, be a quick fix. I was going to buy them from IKEA and be prepared to put them together. And when IKEA didn't have them or not much else for that point, I came home and I said, I can do this. Had I built them before? No, I had not. But I went to the hardware store and got some wood. I knew that was where I needed to start. And every step along the way, as I am creating something, I am allowing the process to unfold. And that's as it comes to doing a new thing or a different thing, you got to be open at the top. You got to be on your own side. And you probably should leave other people out of that business so you can figure you out. And then bring everybody in to see what a good job you did once you figure it out. But you really got to look at that thing and find a way to forgive whatever you're holding on to. Bless it and let it go. Because as you said, Silver, when you decide it's okay, it is okay. Period.
You know, unfortunately, we live in a world where so many people are seeking approval and affirmation that they find it difficult to do what you just described, but it's on point. It's absolutely on point. You got to stand alone all by yourself and do your by yourself. You just got to do that. And it's, you know, that's sometimes a part of a painful process. I had to do that too. I had to let some things go, people go, all of that. Because, you know, if it's not helping you and it's hurting you, then you have to do what you got to do. The A in pain, I put be aggressive against the negative thinking. And, you know, here's the thing that I feel about negative thinking, especially if it starts to try to make some room into my world. It, to give you a visual, I don't know if you've seen these memes on Facebook, but it, you know, it says something like, if this was this, and there's a picture of what it would look like. Well, if me fighting negative thinking was an image, I'd look like a terrorist. That's how serious I am about it.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious. And I get it. I so get
it. But it's true.
Yes, I know that. That's why, yes, yes.
Seriously, wow. I just don't have room for it, you know. And here's the thing. When I look back over my past, it's mixed with a lot of stuff, you know. It's so much to break it down. That's not what this show is about. But it's been a lot of stuff. And so when I think about how to get through, push through, make it through, get over, around, all of that, it did not, negative thinking did not serve me at all. It does not serve me now. And so I don't have time, literally, I don't have time to deal with that because it's so lacks purpose as far as the things that I want to do. It lacks purpose, and it lacks process. It lacks progress. And when you begin to understand that, then you don't entertain it. The moment something comes to you, you have to pull out your own mental ammunition and say, oh, it is not so. It is not going to be. No, that's not going to happen. No, I don't believe that. No, I'm not that. Whatever you have to do to be aggressive. And I did not say just, you know, try to think a new thought. I meant be aggressive about getting rid of those thoughts because they will not serve you with any good purpose at all. It's not easy to do it, but, you know, you get to a point where you see that now you're 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road from doing something that you wanted to do because you held your own self back. it's a bad feeling. And so you got to put yourself in attack mode when it comes to negative thinking.
So again, Silver, let's break this down. What would that look like? Oftentimes we are we're so susceptible. We are so affected, and it is the human condition. We are affected by anything that we see, hear, witness, experience. We are affected by all of that. And as it comes to reaching for a higher or a better feeling, we hopefully will begin to watch what we are seeing, conversations that we are having, the things that we are reading, the things that we are listening to, because all of that stuff gets in your mind and calls for some kind of discernment. And it is so easy to fall down the rabbit hole of hell's gone wrong. It is so easy to get caught up in the headlines and caught up in the fear and caught up in the despair and caught up in all of these things. And you're right, you have to be aggressive in fighting them, but hopefully also aggressive in terms of what you let into your consciousness. We need to stand at the doorway of our own minds and not just let anything in. And another thing is, do a mental physical check of how you feel after a long conversation of gossiping and backbiting and tearing people down. And then do a mental check of how you feel after watching a movie that you would consider a feel-good movie or something that makes you laugh or being with someone or helping someone. Do a mental physical check on how you feel. Because feeling and thoughts are creative prayers, and they create more of the same. That energy is creative, and it creates more of the same. But you should. But a lot of times, even though you get caught up in the moment, especially if it's someone that you have perceived has hurt you, and you can spend hours with somebody just, you know, rewriting their life, but it does not help you. It does not make you feel any better, and it is really a waste of valuable time.
That is so true, so true. Well, listen, I'm going to go to and I just realized something very interesting. Cassandra, I'm looking at the board, and I thought that I had scheduled this show for an hour, and I just went in trying to extend the time, and it won't let me do that. So we actually only have about 7.5 minutes left, but it's interesting because I wanted to do this in part two, because we're going into the new year, So we will pick this up in the first Monday in December as well.
All right.
Because I just went in the back office here trying to figure out how did I do that, because I was sure I had it down for an hour. But let's try to hit on the inside work. You know, I'll say a couple of things and then you go ahead, and then I'm going to wrap it for us for today. But I wrote that the I stands for the inside work, and I mentioned to you earlier, and you had already said some of the things that I had down, so, you know, I think we can move through this one pretty swiftly.
Yes.
You had said about forgiving yourself, and I had down to accept the things you cannot change. Facing our faults and our failures square in the, you know, toe to toe with yourself. You have to do that. Accept the fact. And like you said, too, I mean, everybody's been there. You know, everybody's been there. And that was an awakening for me, too, to see that, you know, you're not the only person that's made some mistakes and had some failures. Just look around. Everybody else just been trying to keep it a secret.
Or using it as a stepping stool, or using it to step off of. And there are stories for both.
So it's an inside job, you know, looking at the distress it's brought you and the feelings of insecurity that keep you from moving forward. But again, when you keep working at that and realizing, coming to the truth that, you know, we've all been there, that's not the, you know, end all of everything. You can still move forward and quite successfully.
Yes.
What say you?
Well, let me say this. I am 61 years old. I have made no mistakes. Thank you. I have made, and I still look good. I have made no mistakes
yes, you do.
in my in my entire life. And I'll tell you how that happens. Because I decided that to prove that you made a mistake means that you get a redo. You get to go back in time, do something different, and have proof of a different outcome. That is not possible for any of us. So I decided that I am blameless. Things that did not work out the way that I wanted them to do, I take mm-hmm. that as a lesson, and I keep on going. It is such an inside job. It's all about what you decide about you.
Yes, indeed. It's exactly. New labels, new thoughts about yourself, seeing yourself the way you believe you'd like to see yourself moving forward, that's absolutely critical. And just as you said earlier, forgive yourself and keep it moving. And
yeah.
You know, I see wonderful stories about people who have made that decision and made such tremendous progress in their lives, past that you wouldn't believe people could get by, but they did.
Absolutely.
Did. You know, I'm going to do in, Cassandra, because
okay.
it's only one statement from me, and you can say what you want to say, and
all right.
we'll be looking at doing part two. But I have for in, never look back other than to see that you're not on replay or repeat. So you just don't want to look back and dwell unless you're saying to yourself, we're not doing that again. No, that's not going to happen. No, that looks like something I've already done. No. So don't look back unless you're looking back just to remind yourself to not do that replay or to repeat whatever it is you that made you feel so bad about yourself in the first place.
You know, Silver, it is a common belief that the past is a good predictor of the future. And because it is a common belief, it appears to be so. But it is just a common belief. And we know that sense is not common, right? There is no such thing as common sense. So anytime, again, as I said before, that you realize that you can do anything or an old thing in a new way, then you break that common belief. The past does not have to be in any way, shape, or form. And so looking back for any other reason other than to use it as fuel and information to keep on going is really an indulgence that you can't afford if you want
That's
to
true.
Accomplish anything with your life, even peace of mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, sis, we did it. We got through that, and we're going to do part two, pushing forward into the future for the next show. So I thank you for being on board. You are truly my radio BFF and my best friend forever anyway.
Yeah.
I appreciate you so, so
Always
much.
Always a pleasure.
And, the wisdom
Always
and
pleasure,
the
yes.
insight that you bring is just invaluable. So I thank you, and I bless you, and I'm glad you celebrated that birthday, and you keep on being forever young. You do it so well.
It's my plan. It's my plan. All right, Silver, again,
too.
Thank you so much, and God bless you for this wonderful work that you are doing and to your listeners.
I'm having a ball. Thank you so much. Stay blessed. Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. And if you all want to check out Cassandra, you can do that at www.CassandraMcShepherd.com. She truly is a superstar. I'm not making that up. She does so many things. And so I encourage you to check her out for sure. And I really enjoyed this conversation today. I hope you did too. Looking forward to next month because we're going to be moving into 2021, hopefully with a lot better momentum. Anyway, in the meantime, I'm going to look forward to talking to you again real soon. Be sure you vote if you haven't already. And be good, be blessed, be awesome, and be in that number tomorrow. Talk to you again soon.